Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98. Let's get out of here. It's already Thursday. Closing up shop here, getting ready for Larry and his new Maxim date to roll in. You laugh immediately.
He's on the phone right now.
I just did what everybody else was doing.
That's true. You just said what we were all thinking.
Yep.
I'd like to see Larry date a Maxim mom.
Absolutely.
That'd be fantastic. Take that home to mom and dad. Just scare the hell out of
him.
Oy vey, boy, how did you pull this off? You got a good schwanz, huh?
That first drone date.
Oh my God, I'm sitting in. You find a girl from Maxim who likes to sit Indian style, crisscross applesauce, and fly drones. He's a good drone flyer. Faux show. Let's move on with the entertainment drill and get out of here. It's brought to you by my friends at reactdefense.com, the home of Tactical Black. More people than ever since I've been talking about it emailing me right now, curious about what to do. Just sign up. You want to get in better shape? There you go. Summer's right around the corner. You get that body going that you want, moving, getting really good condition. I'm frustrated right now because I can't move like normal with this dead arm, and I'm still getting a ton of exercise from them, which is a fantastic thing. They found ways to make it so my workout is going to be good for me. Again, go back to the crawl, walk, run I always talk about. I've got one good arm right now from surgery, and they found a method for me to make my workouts good. I still feel like I'm getting a great workout, and I'm not risking my my left arm getting bad. They'll do that for you, too. No matter what shape you're in, no matter where you are, they're going to work with you as far as your progress goes. Before you know it, first couple weeks, probably going to be like, whoa, this is intense. Next couple weeks, you're going to be like, I'm good at all this stuff. I want to get better. They teach you things you didn't know you could do and how easily you can actually do them. So it doesn't matter. All those people that email, oh, I'm not in very good shape. I should get in shape first. Nope. They'll get you in shape. They'll put you in the place you need to be and push you the direction you need to go. It's pretty great stuff. You're not getting it anywhere else. I guarantee you that. And you're going to get some tools in your tool belt that you can use every single day out in the main streets of our weird little desert town. Check them out, reactdefense.com. They got you in Phoenix, Glendale, and Chandler. You are surrounded. Check out their store as well, tacticalblackvault.com, and start getting out there and training like I do. Tactical Black, reactdefense.com. Brady, entertain me.
You know, I know you have one good arm.
Yeah, that's right.
I know that's frustrating, but you have three good legs. Hello, ladies.
Thanks, Brady.
All right.
What do you mean, hello, ladies? It's just the two of us.
All
this
right.
Bar
hello,
is weird.
Gentlemen.
I went out of here. You don't want your pals telling you got a big one. That fellow,
Johnny's
got a third leg hanging off.
What's up, Peter North?
That's what I like. You're the decorator, I bet. I bet you're the decorator. How many pillows do you wreck a night? Shooting over. All right. High five, pal.
Yes. You know where the term blockbuster came from?
Yes, I do.
For
real
movies.
Estate. Oh, not really.
Okay.
It was a real estate term when they would intentionally ruin a neighborhood with a foreign element.
Why do you think they called it blockbuster?
All the block would move away. It would bust up the block.
But that term, actually, it probably came from the same foundation, more or less.
I don't know.
World War II. The bombs.
Oh, blockbuster
bomb. Was a blockbuster bomb. That's how it happened in the movies. And in fact, the first movie described as a blockbuster was in 1943. Time magazine, the critics were calling the movie Mission to Moscow as an explosive, as a blockbuster.
Oh.
And then it started. The next blockbuster.
I wonder what
movies.
Came first, though, when they were. Because back in the 30s, they weren't really worried about. Integrating neighborhoods. But when it happened, they would call it blockbusting.
Yeah.
They did it on purpose a lot of times. To get people
and
to
it
move
would
out.
Make, because, you know, we had a lot of people coming back from the war, too, at that time, which started huge neighborhoods.
Oh, sure.
So I wonder if that
yeah,
started
tied
that,
together. Yeah.
Hugh Grant's full legal name?
Humongous.
You're close.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Hugh John Mungo Grant.
Oh, that's pretty great.
Well, he was destined for porn,
yeah,
man, with that.
And he almost did it, too, remember? That weird lady gave him a Hummer in the car while he was dating Elizabeth Hurley.
And he's too old, maybe, for Mungo Jerry.
What do you mean?
I wonder where Mungo came
he's
from.
He's British. I don't think they were big on Mungo Jerry. No one was.
You don't know that.
You put the lime in the coconut, and you shoot yourself for liking that song.
That was an international hit.
The song was horrible.
I don't remember that. What is it?
Put the lime in the coconut. Oh, it's the worst.
Really?
Oh, it's terrible. Mungo Jerry was as annoying as his name.
Ugh.
You'll play it now.
Didn't he do In the Summertime?
That's the same song, isn't it?
Is it?
I think so.
I don't think so.
I think it starts off with something or annoying. Brett will find it. All right.
Yeah, commercial. Hang on.
I hate that song. That's one of those nails on a chalkboard ones.
Dr. Anthony Fauci and Joe Rogan have a little beef going on. Joe Rogan, Fauci says Joe Rogan on his podcast the other day was wrong when he said young, healthy people don't need to be vaccinated because even if you don't show symptoms, you can keep the virus circulating and possibly infect someone who's more at risk.
Yeah.
That
and he's right.
His point. He is right.
Joe Rogan was 100% right. If you watch the video,
Fauci is saying.
Well, so is Fauci, wrong. But I'm saying Joe Rogan was 100% right talking about what he was talking about, which was if you're under 21, you're healthy, and you've taken care of yourself.
Yeah, the science shows.
You have zero risk of this thing hurting you. So why put in and if you're a parent, why would you stick a needle in your kid's arm and say this experiment is something? There's zero threat of death, more so than less than the flu. So they were both right. Fauci was basically saying, oh, you should do this for herd immunity's sake. And Joe Rogan's like, I'm not putting a needle in my kid's arm. And they both had it. Joe Rogan's kids both had it, and nothing happened.
The point to take away that if you feel like you could be or you don't want it, then get the vaccination.
Oh, it's on.
Sorry.
I remember this song.
But I think the lime and the coconut.
I thought that was in the beginning of this.
The beginning of the song?
Yeah, I think it's the first thing he said. The very first song. No, I mean like the beginning. It's before the music starts. Maybe not. I don't know. I hate this guy so much. It's painful. Ugh. I can't even look at these hippies.
He's playing the jug, too.
Beat hippies with their stupid porn mustaches.
Ugh. This is horrible.
I don't know what it is about this song. It makes me angry.
In the summertime when the weather is high.
That's the first time I think I've seen Mungo Jerry.
This is not.
Hopefully the last.
Yeah. Oh, they're all just hippies. Losers. Why didn't they get drafted? Wish it had. They'd have made me root for Vietnam. Ugh.
That's awesome. When Britney Spears testifies in her hearing about her conservatorship, she'll ask that her father, Jamie, be removed from his duties.
Right.
They're at war.
Yeah. We're all too familiar with it at this point.
Speaking of war, Mike Tyson's quest for the ARP heavyweight title continues in September. Going against Lennox Lewis.
He's got another fight. He hasn't even fought Evander in May. Is that happening?
He basically skipped out on Evander.
Or did Evander skip out on him?
No, Evander's a little upset.
Because this is Mike's deal.
Right.
So he's unhappy.
Evander's going to fight.
That's money. That means money.
I forget the guy's name. He's going to fight the guy that beat Tyson as well.
Which one? Peter McNeely. No, he didn't. No, Peter McNeely did beat him. No, that was the Hurricane. Who was the guy? Oh, Kevin, his last fight was an embarrassment. An embarrassment. Oh, I can't remember.
I think that's Evander's way of saying,
McBride.
All right. Yeah. I think that might be the...
It was the last fight Tyson had, and it was an absolute embarrassment. Tyson never beat anybody good. Ever.
I know you'll like this. The creator of Entourage says HBO ignores the series now.
Good.
Because of the righteous PC culture.
It was also stupid.
I never watched it.
It was douche. It was douche central.
Oh, was it?
It
okay.
was the most douchey
just
thing
bros
ever
it was.
Watched.
Okay.
That's why.
It's beyond bros. It was
really?
Annoying bros. Okay. It was like bros. You'd be like, even bros don't want to hang out.
Well, when it first came out, you kind of thought, oh, this because it was a lot about Mark Wahlberg's life.
That's what they say. I watched every episode of that show. I hate watched every episode of Entourage.
He does have his, brings his buddies out.
Yeah.
Wahlberg, that this guy played Turtle and the other guy
it's
played.
It's a series of people you would never want to be around. It is
Piven.
Piven is the worst of the bunch, but at least he plays a character that acts like he's awful.
John Mayer is in negotiations to do a talk show on Paramount Plus.
Who?
John Mayer.
Oh, wow. He's an interesting person. He's actually very funny.
Talk about all the broads of
that's
Slade.
The first year of his episode.
Man. That dude can play guitar, too, actually.
He's excellent.
He's really good.
Yeah. In the Summertime is different. Somebody's talking, and I think
now
I'm confusing it because Laszlo Bane redid In the Summertime, and I like Laszlo Bane, and they do a Lime and the Coconut thing in it. And I'm like, are those the same song? I can hate Mungo Jerry all at once. Ugh, with Mungo Jerry. Oh, if I was President Johnson or Nixon, I'd have dug through the draft cards just to get those four guys out. It wouldn't have been a random draft in my opinion. Give me the four names of Mungo Jerry. They're going over to Hanoi immediately. Front line, Mungo Jerry, front line.
Do we get
training? No, hippies. Eat lead.
Ugh.
Don't do it, Brett.
I got the Laszlo version.
Yeah, Laszlo Bane's beginning. If you listen to the very, very first second of it.
Boom, 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 boom.
Oh, maybe it doesn't. I don't remember. Maybe it comes down after. That's a great record, too. He does a Barry Manilow impression on that would knock your socks off.
This isn't the guy that's saying Overkill, is it?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Laszlo Bane's Guilty Pleasures. Got some cool stuff on there. But not that song, though. That In the Summertime. Ugh.
When the weather is hot.
Oh, God, even when he does it, I hate it. Hippies. Ugh. Ugh. Go give birth to your dirty little babies in the mud, Woodstock. Yuck. Wavy Gravy and Mungo Jerry. Is that the most overhyped thing that's ever happened in musical history?
What, Woodstock?
Woodstock.
Probably.
I mean, think about that. Hey, think of all the losers that had to go to 3 days in the mud in New York to watch Jimi Hendrix, who wasn't what we think of him now anyway. He was good. A couple of great bands in there, but I don't like concerts that go on too long now. You got to sit through guys like Andrew W.K. and like the misery. Think of all the dead acts, the dumb acts you didn't want to see. Losers. Making Woodstock mud babies. Blech.
Oh, a ton of them.
Blech. Just the dregs of society. That's it. We're done. We're going to try to get that Maxim girl in Larry's office before it's all over. Brett's out tonight. EOS, that's where you go over there. Val Vista and what?
Pecos.
Val Vista and Pecos. 5 to 7 o'clock tonight. Brett will have all sorts of freebies for you and get you all signed up if you want to go out there as well. We're done. Larry's coming up next. Have yourselves a fantastic Thursday. We'll see you tomorrow right here in the Morning Sickness. So long!
Station identification.
KUPD. Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.